FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about Read to Succeed. Absolutely. A group that works with the literacy of our community. And just all sorts of great topics and great things that are happening with Read to Succeed. Sarah Porterfield is with us. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. Pull that microphone right up to you. Let it be your good buddy. Pull it right on up to your mouth. First of all, how long has Read to Succeed been around?
Read to Succeed, we were founded in 2003. So it's been a long time, and we've gradually added programs every year. So we are now bigger than we've ever been.
Okay, and tell us what you do at Read to Succeed.
Well, we do a variety of things. We do we have two main programs. We have a family literacy program and an adult literacy program. So for the family literacy program, we do programs in a lot of the local schools. We invite the students and their parents, and we just focus on literacy. We read books, and we give everyone books to take home. We also do an adult literacy program with one-on-one tutoring that's free to the learner, and also free ESL classes all throughout the county. So that's the crux of what we do, but we also do about a dozen other programs that are just aimed at getting the community excited about reading and literacy.
Okay, and you brought a friend with
you. I did. I brought Michelle Palmer. She is the co-chair for our One Book Community Read, which is a really one of our favorite events that we do each year. I don't know if anybody remembers last year, the whole Hunger Games mania.
Mm-hmm. That it got me started in a bad direction. I had to read all three of them.
I know. That's what they did, and it was such a great thing because it got people so excited about reading, and everyone wanted to talk about it. But that was the book we chose for last year. So we worked really, 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 really hard to pick a book this year to match that hype. But we finally chose it, so that's why I brought Michelle, so she can announce that title and what's going on there.
Okay. So everybody get your pencils handy.
get them ready.
Because you want to write this down and go out quickly. Yes, quickly.
Yes.
Because if you don't, they will be all back-ordered.
Probably. So, it's already a best-selling novel, but we're hoping the community loves it just as much as we do.
Now, tell us, how big of a problem is, I guess we're saying illiteracy?
Yeah, we try to say a lack of literacy. Just it's such a bigger problem than you realize. Before I started working with Read to Succeed, I'm a big reader. I've always loved reading. My parents are English professors. It's always been a big part of my life. But until, I started working for Read to Succeed, I didn't realize how deeply affecting an issue it was. In 2003, they did a special section of the census, which they haven't done again, that showed that 44% of adults in Rutherford County read at or below the average fourth grade level. And that statistic shocks people. I've had to prove it to people several times that just want to see the numbers and how they add up. But they do. And again, it's from 2003. Hopefully it's improved a little since then. But what people really don't realize is that saying that somebody reads below the fourth grade level, you might not ever notice that. That doesn't mean they can't read. That just means that some things that are written above a fourth grade level, say a newspaper or, some pharmacist notes, the Bible, for example, which is written at an extraordinarily high level, any of those things, just they're not really comprehending it the way that you might expect them to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge issue, along with the ESL, the English as a Second Language. That's also obviously a growing issue for our community. So.
And when we're looking at this 44%, we're not looking at people that are 60, 70, 80 years old who
adults 18 and over.
Who didn't go to school.
Adults 18 and over. We're talking about people that went to school.
How did they slip through?
like I said, it's just a myriad of things. And we know our education system in Rutherford County and the city schools are so amazing, and they have really, you know, started to look at the child as a whole, as in, you know, not just what goes on at school, but what goes on at home and the child as a whole individual. But it's, you know, literacy is one of those things. You might be able to pass a test, but then 2 years later, you might not be able to pass your GED if you needed to. Mm-hmm. As a college graduate, I'm not sure I could pass the GED right now if I had to go sit down and take it. I mean, they've added trigonometry to the GED recently. Yeah, so
I think I'd have a hard time.
Yeah, I don't think I could pass the trigonometry portion. So we just want to make sure that we are filling in any gaps that that are there. If someone who's say 19 dropped out of high school wants to get their GED but doesn't want to go back to a classroom, doesn't want to go take some GED testing, they can be paired up with one of our tutors and meet, you know, at the library once a week, and it's just a more relaxed environment for people.
So do you feel that students are in the school system right now, young kids, about to graduate from high school and unable to read at the fourth grade level?
Not necessarily. I would like to say that right now, no, that's not true at all. But statistics have also shown that if students don't learn to read by the third grade, like if they don't have a really, really firm grasp by the third grade, then they're not going to get it. Because literacy and the kind of literacy that Read to Succeed focuses on, it's not so much of what's emphasized after the third grade. And we're talking about reading aloud, reading, you know, having your parents read aloud to you at home. That's something that doesn't usually happen beyond the third grade, and it's something that we try to encourage parents to read to their kids, you know, as long as they'll let them up until high school. But just really focusing on literacy and reading. So, I mean, how many high school kids do you know that absolutely love to read? That's just, you know, what they want to do for fun. They just want to read. That's, you know, it's their entertainment. We're not seeing that as much anymore. And that's the kind of stuff that builds literacy levels, is what happens outside of school as well.
And I guess, too, if a parent is not comfortable reading, if their reading is not as proficient as it should be.
Exactly.
They're not going to read to the kids, and then the kids are not going to have that desire to read.
Exactly. It's a cycle. So, and we see that a lot, and that's what a lot of our family literacy programs do. We invite, it's not just having the kids come after school for a program. Their parents come too, and their parents sit right next to them while they work on these literacy activities. It kind of reminds the parents how important it is. And for the parents that might be saying to themselves, you know, this is not as easy for me as I thought it would be, then we're standing right there with our card saying, you know, you can call Read to Succeed anytime and get free tutoring for anything you might need help with, any particular part of literacy. And literacy encompasses a myriad of things, not just reading, it's math, it's health literacy, it's... So there are so many different facets to the issue.
Let's talk a little about some of the successes that Read to Succeed has had.
Okay.
And I know you've had so many.
It's too many to name. But, of course, well, we've expanded every year. That's, to me, our biggest success, because we're a very small nonprofit. And somehow we manage every single year to add more programs, serve more people. A lot of that is with the Celebrity Spelling Bee, which I'll be talking about here in a little bit. But we serve more schools each year than we ever have before. We try to serve new schools that have not had a program. We have had so many people in our one-on-one tutoring program that have gone on to get their GED. We've had two recently that were able to enroll at MTSU who are now MTSU students. We had a man buy a house recently, which was amazing to us. And sometimes it's as little as, you know, say a grandmother who wanted to be able to read a bedtime story to her grandkids, and now she might be able to do that. So the successes are there are many of them, and we hear about new ones every day. And to me, a success is just, say, with our one book, last year I can't even tell you how many people come up to me and say, I have not picked up a book since I was, you know, in middle school being forced to pick it up, and now I can't put these books down and I want to read more because of the Hunger Games. That to me is a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we're right on pins and needles now. And Michelle, tell us a little about how you chose the book that was selected as our one read for this year.
Well, we had some really large shoes to fill after last year's success. After all of the wild enthusiasm of the Hunger Games. It just was, in a way, the perfect storm of literacy coming together with popular culture, coming together with media. We could not have asked for a better situation. Having a book that was so accessible and so highly readable for so many different levels, so many different ages, that was a big, big response from the community. And of course, capping it off with a blockbuster movie, it just doesn't
hurt.
It just doesn't get any better than that. So we went into it knowing that we had a lot riding on this, wanting, of course, to keep the same level of enthusiasm if we could, although that would be very challenging. But also those people that we had last year that were, like Sarah had mentioned, who hadn't read a book since high school when they were required to read whatever the reading list was of the year, and now they're, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and just not readers. So we knew that we had to kind of grab that audience again, but we also wanted to pick a book that would be meaningful and would have some great community connections. So we had a lot of books on our list. We narrow it down. The way that the process works, I know I'm keeping people on the edge of their seats, but the way that the process...
Keep them hanging.
That's exactly right. That'll keep them from keep them tuning in for as long as possible. The way that the process works is we gather community members that are part of our One Book Committee, and we are very, very blessed to have people that are as big advocates of literacy and reading as all the staff on Read to Succeed. So we're very, very lucky with that. So everyone just gets books and reads like crazy. And that starts, you wouldn't think it would happen so quickly, but we've ended our season with the Hunger Games book in April and early May, and by mid-May we were all reading again. And so we had a kind of a working list, and then by August we developed a short list, and we had several things on the table, but what we finally kind of tipped the decision in one direction was some things that happened here in the fall in Rutherford County, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But the book that we chose is The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. It is a wonderful story about two teens who and their families who are either suffering from or recently recovered from cancer. And it's a love story, but it's also a love story between not just two teenagers, but between parents and their children, and love of literature and the way that one book can make a difference in someone's life. And it's really a beautiful book. It sounds like a downer, but it's not. It is one of the funniest, most touching books I've ever read. There are literally places in the book where people will laugh out loud because the teens are who you would just hope to meet someday. They're funny and quirky and sarcastic. They're fabulous. So we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a great read. And of course, cancer is a subject that really touches so many people in Rutherford County. And we felt like this was going to be a great opportunity for us to be able to promote all levels of cancer awareness, whether it was for teens or adults, family suffering, or people who knew, friends or relatives who had passed away.
The Fault in Our Stars. Okay. John Green. Okay. Now, and where can we get this all over at all the bookstores?
Yes, you certainly can. It has been a New York Times bestseller since it came out in January of last year. No, January of this year, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Came out in January of 2012. And the book is still in hardback, but we're expecting it to go in paperback anytime within the next couple of months. And not only will you be able to purchase it, of course, online, but at your local booksellers, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, and Books A Million. So you would be able to purchase it there. It's, as I said, it's a bestseller. But we are also very blessed to be able to be receiving additional copies this year as a donation from Ingram Content Group. And we're going to continue doing our book crossing as we did last year, where we place books around the community and allow them to people to be able to read them for free.
Now, when you finish this book, The Fault in Our Stars, do you finish, or does John Green sort of leave you hanging so you have to read another one?
It's not part of a trilogy or anything.
Because the last one did.
I know.
And then the third one.
Yeah. Not really. It ends beautifully, I think. It's a really beautiful ending. But
it is. And it's an uplifting ending. This is a very life-affirming story. We don't want people to be put off by the idea of, you know, it's a depressing topic, because this book is, there's some sad parts, but this book is anything but depressing.
It's very raw and honest. And that was one of the things we were worried about picking this book, was because The Hunger Games was such an easy sell for someone who's maybe not a big reader. You say, read this short book, it's fun, it's, you know, basically like reading an action movie. And now we switched it to read this book about two teens that are dealing with cancer. And we were worried people would be like, oh, I don't think that I want to read that. But it is, like Michelle said, it's a very uplifting, funny, poignant story. And it's also really easy. It's easily readable. It's not, you know.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. I would challenge anybody who is wondering whether to pick up the book to just read the first chapter.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you'll be hooked. Yes.
I read it in one sitting.
As did I.
Yeah.
I don't think I moved from the couch until the book was done.
So is that good then?
Yeah, it is. Fantastic. It's a really good book. So each year with one book, something else that we try to do is we try to pick another nonprofit in the community to bring awareness to them. So, we did last year, The Hunger Games, which we were kind of confused about who we'd pick for that one.
I was trying to figure out what.
We picked Greenhouse Ministries.
Bow and Arrow Group?
We picked Greenhouse Ministries because a lot of the people in The Hunger Games are struggling, or they're hungry. I mean, they're, you know, living in complete impoverished conditions. So we picked the Greenhouse Ministries, and we did a few events where we added stuff to their food pantry. I think by the time we were done, they had so much overflow in their food pantry. So we try to do something like that. Mm-hmm. This year for The Fault in Our Stars, we're partnering with Clinton's Club, which is a Middle Tennessee-based childhood cancer awareness group. And we're planning on doing some events with them throughout the year to raise awareness about childhood cancer.
I think it's really going to be a good fit because there are so many young adults out there now who either have known someone who's had cancer or who have had cancer themselves. And one great thing about things like Clinton's Club is that it has raised awareness about that issue. People talk a lot about adult cancers, but not so much about pediatric or young adult cancers. I know there are a lot of young adults right now that are really feeling that awareness, whether it's from a friend that they've known or a family member. And, for example, Siegel High School just had their craft fair, and they did the theme for this year was Shop for the Cure. They did a big contribution for cancer. So, and these are kids that are doing their own crafts, arts and crafts, that are selling them to other people. It's a great community boosting idea. So we feel like Clinton's Club is going to be a great way to be able to help promote this idea.
Has John Green been contacted by any theater companies about movie rights?
The movie rights have already been purchased for the book.
Okay, so this one's going in the same direction.
It'll probably be a while. It was one of those books that when a lot of books, when they become bestsellers, the rights to the film rights are just instantly purchased. So I think that's what happened here. But it's not in development or anything yet. But that should be a really good movie. But yeah, we're really excited about this year's One Book. It's a different choice for us. I think it's going to really, the whole point of One Book is to start conversations. It's to get people talking about reading. We'd like for two people on their break at work to talk about this book that they read maybe one day instead of, you know, the game that was on last night. Not that there's anything wrong with the game, but we just want people to talk about reading and literacy. So that's what we hope this will do.
And so maybe one day we could sort of twist George Plaster's and Monty Hale's arms to talk about this book instead of, you know, some of the sporting activities.
Maybe.
You never know.
If people can get that into reading, that's what they want to hear about.
George, Monty, you listening? There you go. We're going to talk you into being a book reviewer. We'll be back and continue the conversation, and you have heard the news right then. The one book, the one read for Rutherford County for this coming year, John Green's book, The Fault in Our Stars. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to be talking about something that's exciting coming up in just a few weeks. something you definitely do not want to miss.
I can radio that's kind of possessed.
It's coast to coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro presents Go Further with Ford Night on Thursday, November 15th, a free fundraising event that will benefit the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, engaging consumers in the final random acts of fusion, the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion, that is. While at Ford of Murfreesboro, consumers will have an opportunity to test their judging skills with American Idol and compete to win a unique VIP experience during the show's 12th season. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
For over 130 years, the family at Bell Jewelers have been making dreams come true. And all this month, you get a free pink leather Pandora bracelet honoring Breast Cancer Awareness Month if you spend $85 or more over at Bell Jewelers on Pandora charms and jewelry. That's right, just another way to say thank you for shopping at Bell Jewelers. 821 Northwest Broad, right across from Toots. That's October only at Bell Jewelers.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. We have I-24 West at Bell Road with that disabled vehicle still causing some congestion for us. Also, we picked up an accident on I-24 East. Multiple vehicles involved in this around Exit 49. That's the Shelby Avenue exit in Nashville. Anticipate some slowdown for that. We've got traffic easing good. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule at your pace within your budget. Call National Flight Training 366-9192 or go online to nationalflighttraining.com. Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For the forecast area today, sunny skies. Highs are going to be in the mid-50s with a north-northwest wind picking up through the afternoon. Clear skies tonight, low of 36. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, 37.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Sports the way you like it. Local. All Sports Talk with Buddy Hill and Tim Tackett. Weekdays at 2 on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Welcome back.
Don't you make me wait here and walk the shore alone.
And if you'd like to join us in conversation, if you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a shout. We're in the segment of the program now where we open up the phone lines. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And we're talking about adult literacy. The importance of being able to read, especially being able to read to your family, to the youngsters in the family, prior to their reaching the third grade. It determines whether or not they are going to be good readers, and being a good reader sort of determines whether or not you are successful in life. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. And let's look at that. There have been studies, I believe, that show that if you do read, you become better in working with people. You become more successful, period.
Yeah, we really believe that literacy is the key to human potential in so many different ways. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because like I said before, literacy is not just how well or not well you read a book. It's about how you process the world around you. Just like we've recently started doing the health and literacy forums, where we started discussing the connection between literacy and health rates. It's something that a lot of doctors don't, it's not part of their protocol to think about this stuff, but once we started bringing doctors and pharmacists together in these forums to talk about it, we realized what a huge issue it is, because doctors' instructions, pharmacists' instructions, they're given at an extraordinarily high reading level. I mean, I know you have, sometimes you get those long lists and you kind of read through them and you're like, I don't, you know, you kind of don't fully understand them. And you and I, you know, are completely literate people. So what do you do if you didn't get past a fourth grade reading level and you get home from the doctor and you have this set of complex instructions? What do you do then? There is no protocol for that. But it's been estimated that lack of literacy costs the healthcare industry like millions upon millions of dollars.
And so it's just for your your benefit.
Yes.
To learn how to read and enjoy reading. I mean, nobody loves to go through pages and pages of medical terms of what you should do and what this might do to you. Sort of like reading a contract. That's not fun.
Not necessarily.
But you need to learn
but
how to do that.
There are times in life when you're going to have to do that. And I always tell people when I'm talking about Read to Succeed and they're asking me why it's so important, I ask them to imagine what it would be like to suddenly be on the street and to look around and to be not able to read anything. And that includes street signs, that includes bumper stickers, that includes anything that's around you, restaurant menus, your recipe book. Our entire world is created around literacy, and if you're not a part of it, you know, it's hard to get ahead in any way.
Now, when you offer this adult reading program, mm-hmm. have you had adults who come to you
mm-hmm.
and they go through the program mm-hmm. and in the beginning they were not able to do any of those things? They couldn't read the bumper stickers, the billboards?
We've had adults come through our program that absolutely cannot read at all.
Zero.
Our learners come at all different levels. And then we also have people who are high school graduates and who might be good readers, but they need help passing, you know, the math portion of their GED. Or, you know, they want to be enrolled in MTSU and they need to sharpen their literacy skills beforehand. They come at all different levels. Same in our ESL classes. It's not just for Spanish-speaking people. We have people from all different nationalities that come to our ESL classes, but some of them can't speak a word of English, and some of them can speak English pretty well, but they need help to be able to, you know, fill out those doctor's forms and all that stuff.
And so you're hearing feedback. I guess it's exciting, really. I would think so.
It's extremely exciting. It's something. It's great to be able to see firsthand exactly what Read to Succeed is doing. And for me, I do the family literacy program. So I spend a lot of time at schools handing out free books to people. And, you know, you were talking about successes earlier. To me, one of the greatest measures of our success as an organization is when I'm able to hand five free books to a mom and a dad and their two kids, and they look. I can't count how many times they've asked me, like, how much do I have to pay you for this? And I say, no, it's free. And the look on their faces that they get to take a free book, they're genuinely excited about that free book, and that always makes me feel so great. I'm like, this is what's making, you know, this second grader excited, is that he gets a free book to take home. That's
probably
great.
The first one they've ever had.
Well, in some cases, it really is. We do a lot of programs at Imagination Station at Franklin Heights in Spring Valley, and we give them free books as well every single week, and we read a book. So we get to know that, you know, this kid might have a stack of 5-10 books in his home that we've given him that he gets to keep reading.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Sarah Porterfield and Michelle Palmer. How are you today?
Good, fine, and you?
Doing great, thank you.
Great. I think it's really, really important that you learn to read, because today's life is so many things that I hear in front of you. And if you don't know how to read, for instance, signing so many different contracts and papers and things,
exactly.
It's very important that you learn to read, because you know some of the things that, you know, which is not legit, I can't talk this morning. But anyway, I think learning to read is very, very important part of your life, and it does make you more successful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that this morning.
Yes, and have a blessed day.
You
as
too.
Well.
Bye-bye. 893-1450, if you have a thought you'd like to share with us this morning. 893-1450. Tell us about the special event coming up.
Well, all of these programs that we do, they, like I said, we're a very small nonprofit, so there's only four of us that do all of these things. But we have a fundraiser every year. It's our only fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
and it's called the Celebrity Spelling Bee. You might have heard of it. It's a great event. It's so much fun. This will be the sixth year of this spelling bee. Each year, we've somehow managed to raise more money than we have in the years past, which even in a struggling economy, it always makes me feel great that there are this many people willing to give their money to support literacy. I know you know all about it, Bart, because you're pronouncing this year, aren't you?
I am.
Are you excited about pronouncing it?
I'm looking forward to that.
So what it is when we first...
More forward to that than being up there trying to spell.
Trying to spell. You get to be in control. When we first set out to do a fundraiser, we thought about doing a dinner. We thought about doing, an auction, just something, anything to raise funds, because these are essential funds for these programs. But then we thought we could do something that not only raised money for us, but that also raised awareness about literacy. So the Celebrity Bee, our motto is always, if the mayor is willing to risk humiliation and spell in public, then literacy must really be important. So that's what we've stuck to. And, all of the mayors have spelled at some point or another. Most of them won't do it again after they do it once. But it's a great event. It's not just, we don't just raise funds for literacy. It's such a fun night. I always encourage people to buy tickets and come because it's just entertaining and you get to see, these leaders in your community up there. And it's an old-fashioned spelling bee from the sixth grade. So
it's real.
It's real.
This is real.
It's there. The actual Scripps Howard Spelling Bee rules. It's a little more relaxed than other ones. There's a lot more laughter. But it's a real spelling bee, so...
And then there's a dinner before this.
Yes. Yeah, at 6 o'clock there's going to be the Celebrity Buzz Dinner, and that's by Macaroni Girl, so it'll be delicious. And then the Bee starts. It's on November 13th. It's at Patterson Park Community Center. Tickets are $50 a person. That includes the dinner. And even if you can't attend or don't want to attend, I tell people $5, $10, any amount of a donation to Read to Succeed makes a huge difference. $5 buys a new book for a kid in one of our programs.
How do you get tickets? Where are they available?
You can get the tickets online. It's readtosucceed.org. Or you can send a check to P.O. Box 12161, Murfreesboro 37129. All made out to Read to Succeed. But the tickets, if you go online, you can pay it through PayPal. If you need any help, you can call Read to Succeed at 615-738-READ. And we'll help you get tickets. But we want as many people to be there as possible.
And you are right here in Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. over at First Baptist Church.
We are. First Baptist generously donates office space to Read to Succeed and for a lot of our tutors. But we serve Rutherford County. All the funds raised stay right in Rutherford County. We are solely a Rutherford County a nonprofit. We don't serve anywhere outside of here.
Okay. Let's talk a little more about Read to Succeed and some of the things that you do, some of the successes that you have had. And then we can also touch a little more on Michelle's book, The Fault in Our Stars, by John Green. So you want to go out today and get that. But while you're going out and getting that book, you need to also call Read to Succeed and reserve your tickets. That's November 13th to the Spelling Bee. I mean, you will enjoy it. It's mm-hmm. fun to see people that you know.
It is fun. It is fun. And you never know who's going to win. That's what I like about
it the most.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no telling. I've been wrong every year. I'm like, oh, he's going to win it. I'm always wrong. So we'll see.
And the One Book Committee will be there at the Spelling Bee that night with a table of having books of... available for donation.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't be selling them, but we'll be asking a minimum donation for them. And so it's two times the fun.
Yeah.
You can come to the Celebrity Spelling Bee, get a delicious dinner.
Get a book.
And get a book.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Not at all.
And nobody's going to be asking you how to spell something.
No, we hope not. I know our spellers are always so nervous when we ask them if they'll do it. It's something about... remembering that sixth grade spelling bee that puts people on edge. They usually don't remember it fondly unless they won.
You have some really great spellers
this
year.
We do. We have a great list of spellers. To start with, we have Susan Brennan from Nissan. We have Don Clayton from Ingram. We have Leanne Duffy from the Southern Veterinary Center. We have Dunk Eastman. He's with Tennessee Pediatrics. We have Mary Moss, who's with Women's Health Specialists. We have Mitchell Moat. He's with UT Agricultural Extension Service.
He is a character.
Oh, is he?
He's on the radio on a regular basis.
Great.
Funny
There's
as
usually
can
at least
be.
One character on, at the beat.
He really spells these chemical words, which are, you know, when you think about things that are available in gardens and farms.
Well, he might have a leg up on the competition. Then.
If you give him a chemical word,
well, they might do it. We also have Tina Patel from Merck Vaccines,
okay.
and her husband spelled a few years ago. We have Joey P. from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
All right.
We have Steve Peterson, the former MTSU baseball coach.
Backed by popular demand.
Yeah, he's always really entertaining as well. We have Cynthia Stroberg with TriStar Stonecrest Medical Center. We have Jewel Tankard with Destiny Center Church. We have Whit Turnbow, who is MTSU's golf coach.
Good speaker.
Yeah, and we have Tom Vance from the First National Bank of McMinnville.
Okay.
And then we have Dan Whittle from the Murfreesboro Post.
Well, he'll keep you laughing.
Yeah, he's a funny one, too. And he writes for a living. So, you know, sometimes I think the writers, they're the ones that are going to win. But I don't know.
But this time, there's no spell check.
There is no spell check. There's no spell check.
We've all gotten, accustomed to a spell check.
We have. I pride myself on being a good speller, and Ronnie, the former executive director of Read to Succeed, used to always joke that she was going to make me spell because I was, I was like, I won my spelling bee in fourth grade, and then she would always throw words out at me, and I could never spell them without spell check.
when you're writing something down.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it, at least with me, you see it and you think about it. You can sort of figure it out. But you don't have the ability to write this down.
Were you there the year that Pastor Vincent Windrow spelled?
Yes, I was.
Because he used to, whenever it was his turn, he would hold up his hand and he would
imagine
writing on it. Yeah, he did pretty well that way, too. I think he lasted till one of the last rounds.
So. Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah.
But that's as close to writing it as you can, and that's, you can't write it with a pen on your hand.
Nope, just imaginary. Has to be imaginary.
Wow.
But, so we'll see. Last year we did the All-Star Bee, and that was great. We raised more money than ever before. We were able to expand all of our programs because of last year's Bee. But Kristen Demos won last year.
So sharp young
she
lady.
Yeah, she is a sharp young lady, and she won the All-Star Bee. So she was up against past winners and runners-up, so... Yeah, last year that was a...
So she is Rutherford County's spelling queen.
She is the spelling... She's the reigning champion right now.
Okay, so if you see Kristen today, ask her to spell something.
I'm sure she would love that.
893-1450 is our phone number. We're talking about Read to Succeed. We're talking about the spelling bee. That's coming up November the 13th, and you need to be there. And once again, what's the number to call to?
It's 615-738-READ, or you can visit our website at readtosucceed.org.
And you could also, I guess, call that number if you have any questions about
the
program.
Of course, if you ever know anyone that needs free tutoring or entrance into an ESL class, they can call that number and we'll get them set up.
And what's that number once again?
It's 615-738-READ.
Okay, we're going to pause for just a moment, check on the weather, and see how Hurricane Sandy is doing. Hopefully not doing, but I have a feeling something's going on. We'll be right back.
I like my night skies to be blue. As you.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM. Overnight, every night. On WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. call USS.
Hurricane Sandy has a bullseye painted on Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's where forecasters say she'll hit land around midnight tonight. Winds and rain already have reached the Jersey shore.
The sand is blowing. It is whipping, as a matter of fact, coming off the ocean, which is behind me. They built up the dunes out here, but they're slowly starting to erode because of all of this wind. And talking to one of the officials down here, he doesn't believe that those dunes are really going to hold back the water, especially during the high tide.
ABC's Anthony Johnson in Seabright, New Jersey. The storm surge here in New York City could reach 11 feet. Flooding's a big concern all along the coast as Sandy gets stronger.
It interacts with that jet stream. It has grown in size. It has intensified a little bit from that interaction, but it really is a very, very large system. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 400 miles in any particular direction, especially to the north and east.
That's Hurricane Specialist John Cangelosi with the National Hurricane Center. I'm Scott Goldberg. ABC News.
Thank you, Scott. And just within this hour, in an area near Memphis, in Parkin, Arkansas, they have had an earthquake there, a magnitude 3.9 quake outside an East Arkansas community known as Ware or Parkin, both of those areas. That according to Gary Patterson of the Center of Earthquake Research and Information at the University of Memphis. Each year, hundreds of small quakes occur in the New Madrid seismic area, a network of faults extending from near Cairo, Illinois to Market Tree, Arkansas. There are no reports of injuries or damage, but Memphis residents throughout that area reported feeling a small shake and hearing some rattles. We have no reports of damage. It was felt in that whole area of West Tennessee. And that happened at 7:39 this morning, not too long ago. A 3.9 quake, and that's over in the Ware and Parkin area. Ware is W-A-R-E, if that helps you any, and Parkin is P-A-R-K-I-N. If you're looking at those through your Google system right now, WGNS will keep you informed on that situation as well as Hurricane Sandy. Stay with us, won't you?
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Weather Eye.
For the forecast area today, sunny skies, highs are going to be in the mid-50s, with a north-northwest wind picking up through the afternoon. Clear skies tonight, low of 36. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 37.
For years and years, I've been telling you about Bell Furniture. Perry Bell buys in trailer truckload quantities and passes the savings on to you. First quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture. I know you've heard about Jameson's Marriott mattress. It's half price at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Now more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Morning News with Scott Walker, weekday mornings, 6:30 to 7:50 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
'Cause the doctor just told her the news.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We have about 5 minutes left in our broadcast this morning, and we're talking about Read to Succeed. Of course, one of the big things coming up, and we've heard just about that, want you to make it a point to come on over to the big spelling bee coming up on November the 13th, and that is over at the Patterson Community Center, November the 13th. And of course, you can also take part in that big one read, and the one read book, as Michelle told us about it, The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. That is available at area bookstores. That is also available November 13th at the Spelling Bee. So people can get that book there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if they have tickets to the Bee, they can also get a book in exchange for a donation. To read to succeed.
Another way to help.
It's another way to help. And like we said before, Ingram Content Group, they did this last year with the Hunger Games, but they're donating copies of the book to us. So pretty soon, probably in December, we're going to start distributing them throughout the community and trying to really get people reading and talking about the book.
Now, how much of a need do you have for volunteers, and what are the requirements for
those? We always need volunteers.
Okay.
All of the, you know, all of these programs, we do so many programs. We serve so many schools and so many people. Like I said, there are four of us. So we have committees like the One Book Committee that Michelle is on. We couldn't do it without these kind of without these dedicated committees and volunteers. So Michelle's a volunteer. We have thousands of volunteers every year. So there are really no requirements. If you want to be a tutor, as in a person that works one-on-one with another adult teaching them to read, that's a great way to volunteer and get involved. You do have to go through a training with Read to Succeed first before you can be a tutor. And it's about a 2 to 3 hour weekly time commitment. But we have a lot of people that do that and love it. It's so rewarding. We have volunteers needed for our ESL classes to help tell people with conversational skills. And then we need volunteers in our family literacy programs to help us serve food. We serve food to, you know, up to 300 people at one of those events. So we always have a line of volunteers helping us serve these families. And we have, you know, volunteers who help us just spread the word about literacy and spread the word about The Fault in Our Stars. And we consider those volunteers as well. So anyone who deems literacy an important issue to the community is encouraged to volunteer with us.
So I guess, again, the number to contact for anything is Read to Succeed's
yes,
number.
Yes, our number is 615-738-READ, and our website, readtosucceed.org. It has all of our emails, and our Facebook is listed on there, too. And our Facebook's a great way to see what is coming up and what we're doing.
Okay. So check those areas out. Get you a copy of The Fault in Our Stars. And Michelle, you said you couldn't put it down once you got started. That was a full read.
It was. I actually read it as part of my book club a year ago. Well, it came out in January. Mm-hmm. I think we picked it in March. And I went into it with no expectations at all, not even really knowing what it was about, just completely open. And it was one of those experiences that you just will remember always, because I sat down on the couch thinking I'll get a head start and do a couple of chapters, and I didn't move. It's one of those days where
those are the best books.
Yeah, where the kids get their own snacks and, you know, dinner's late because you literally can't get up. It's just one of those books. It was one of the most touching and fulfilling books that I've read, certainly this year and maybe ever.
Yeah. I agree.
Is it at Linebaugh also?
Yeah, I think Linebaugh has 7 copies right now.
That's
They're probably
correct.
All reserved, but hopefully they'll get some more.
They have a great online reservation system where you can go and put your name in the queue so that if, when a copy comes available, they'll contact you.
Yeah, and Linebaugh is also a partner of One Book, so they work closely with us to help promote it.
Now, I'm noticing, and it's a little disturbing to a degree, because I think it's counterproductive, audiobooks.
Some people love audiobooks.
For some reason, I have a feeling you're thinking the same way.
Well, no, I'm not a fan of audiobooks personally, but I know a lot of people who are avid readers who love audiobooks because it allows them to kind of keep the reading going while they're doing other things. Because we know, you know, just from, for example, when you're reading to a 1-month-old, you know, we encourage reading to newborns, and they're not actually getting to see the pages. It's just the sound of you know, different words and new words being read that is what enriches you. So audiobooks accomplish the same thing, I think. I just would rather have a book in front of me. That's how I am. But
I'm the same way. I do love actually looking at a book, whether it's a digital copy or, you know, an actual book holding in your hand. But I will say that when you listen to a book on audio, that sometimes whereas you might gloss over a sentence or, you know, miss a word when you're reading by looking at the page,
yeah,
sometimes something all new will jump out at you when you're listening to a book.
Yeah.
And what better way to spend your long commute if you drive into Nashville?
Yeah, I think commutes are where audiobooks are really, really, really great.
Yeah,
Sarah Porterfield and Michelle Palmer visiting with us today from Read to Succeed.